Part 2. The Fountain of Youth. Dr. Heidegger filled the four champagne glasses with the water of the Fountain of Youth. The water was effervescent and had a pleasant perfume. The four friends decided to drink it, although they did not believe in its magic powers. Dr. Heidegger looked at his friends and said,
"Before you drink this water, remember the errors you made in your youth and do not repeat them. Now you are all old, and you have learned from your errors."
The four friends laughed, but did not say anything.
"We have experience now, and we will never make the same errors again," they thought.
"Please drink, then," said the doctor.
With trembling hands, they drank the water of youth. What a sad spectacle to watch! They were old and gray, and there was no life in their decrepit bodies. Suddenly a healthy color appeared on their gray cheeks. They looked at one another and saw that something was happening. They were slowly changing.
"Give us more of that magic water,"
they cried happily.
"We are younger now, but we are still too old. Give us more,"
cried Mr. Gascoigne.
"Yes, give us more, more,"
cried Mr. Medbourne.
"Be patient,"
said Dr. Heidegger, who was watching the experiment carefully.
"It took you a long time to become old and decrepit. You certainly can wait 30 minutes to become young again."
He filled their glasses with more of the water of youth. In the vase there was lots of water for half of the old people in the city. The doctor's friends quickly drank their second glass. After a short time, their eyes became happy and their white hair became darker. And now there were three middle-aged gentlemen and an attractive middle-aged woman sitting around the table.
"My dear widow, you are lovely,"
cried Colonel Killigrew, who was watching the changes on her face. However, the widow knew that Colonel Killigrew's compliments were not always true. So she ran to the mirror to look at herself.
"I hope I don't see an ugly old woman in the mirror,"
she thought to herself. The three gentlemen suddenly were exuberant. They felt excited, young, and full of energy. Mr. Gascoigne's mind began thinking about political matters. He started talking excitedly about patriotism and national glory. He was still a politician. Colonel Killigrew started singing a happy song while he admired Widow Wickerly's young, attractive body. He still liked the pleasures of life. Mr. Medbourne was working on a new business transaction. He wanted to sell ice to the East Indies.
"What a clever idea," he thought. "I can use whales to transport the ice from the polar region to the East Indies."
He was busy calculating dollars and cents. He was still a merchant. Widow Wickerly stood in front of the mirror and looked at herself. She was very surprised. Her face had become young and beautiful. Then she put her face close to the mirror to examine the color of her hair, which had become dark.
"Now I can take off the cap I always wear to hide my white hair," she thought.
She felt very young and attractive, and even talked to the lovely image in the mirror. Then she went back to the table happily.
"My dear old doctor,"
she cried,
"please give me another glass of the water of youth."
"Certainly," replied the doctor. "I have already filled the other glasses, too."
It was almost evening, and it was getting dark in the study. But the vase with the water of youth shone with its own light. Dr. Heidegger sat in a big chair with a mysterious look on his face. After drinking the third glass, the four friends were much younger. All the problems and illnesses of old age were forgotten. They felt like new people.
"We are young! We are young!"
cried one of the gentlemen. Now that they were young again, they laughed at their old clothes. One of them walked slowly across the room like a decrepit old man, and the others laughed. Another put on a pair of glasses and looked at the black book of magic, and again the others laughed. The third friend sat on a chair and imitated Dr. Heidegger. Then they all jumped happily around the room. Widow Wickerly, who was now a beautiful young lady, said,
"Doctor, come and dance with me."
The four young people laughed louder than ever.
"Please excuse me, but I am old and I have rheumatism. I certainly cannot dance, but I am sure one of these young gentlemen will be happy to dance with you."
"Oh, dance with me, Clara!"
cried Colonel Killigrew.
"No, no, I will dance with Clara!"
shouted Mr. Gascoigne.
"Clara promised to marry me 50 years ago. I will dance with her,"
said Mr. Medbourne. They all formed a circle around Clara. One gentleman took both her hands passionately, and another embraced her. The third put his hand under her cap and touched her hair. There was never a better picture of young rivalry. However, people said that the tall mirror on the wall showed the figures of three old gray men fighting over an ugly old woman. The four friends were young and full of passions. All three of the young gentlemen wanted the attention and the love of the young lady. The three rivals began to fight violently and became dangerous. As they fought, the small round table fell over. The vase with the water of youth fell over and broke. The precious water of the fountain of youth was all over the floor.
"Gentlemen, Madam Wickerly, stop this fighting! Stop it immediately!"
cried the doctor. They stopped fighting and looked at Dr. Heidegger, who was sitting in his chair holding Sylvia's rose. Then they sat down because they were very tired.
"My poor rose,"
said Dr. Heidegger.
"It is dying again."
As the four young friends looked at the rose, it became dry and brown.
"But I still love it,"
he said, and kissed it. His friends trembled. They felt a strange sensation in their bodies and spirits. What was happening to them?
"Are we becoming old again?"
one of them asked. Yes, they were becoming old again. The water of youth had had a very short effect. The old widow put her hands in front of her face. She was very unhappy.
"Yes, my friends, you are old again,"
said Dr. Heidegger.
"And the water of youth is all over the floor. But I am not sorry, because I don't want to drink it. I don't want to become young again. You have taught me an important lesson."
But the doctor's friends did not agree with him. They decided to travel to Florida and drink from the fountain of youth at all hours of the day and night.